Can you tell me your name and how old you are and what your work is?
I'm Sri Yangsum. I'm 26 years old, so I'm working as a teacher here. So it has been 3 years since I've stayed here. So I've started my education from Thimphu only. So this is my third year here. And this school is such a beautiful school. And then the place, Bumthang itself, is such a beautiful place.
Yeah, it's really amazing. I mean, we're out in the middle of the mountains, and I see all of these students are sitting at little small tables out on the grass in rows and columns. Could you tell me what they're doing?
Right now, they're having the examination. And the class that you can see, site is class one. They're having the maths, I think maths paper.
Maths paper.
And then out there, we have class, it's class PP. They're having the zongka.
And do you always hold classes outside like this?
No, sir. During only examination time. The classes are inside. We have class 5, 6. Six, we don't have exam out here. Six starts from December 1st.
Okay.
Usually we don't take class outside. During only examination, we take outside.
And why do you take the exams outside?
Because, like, it's quite congested in the classroom because, like, if you take examination in the classroom, the room is quite small and then there are chances of copying from each other.
Okay.
And then, like, if you take outside, then it's quite convenient for the teacher.
Okay. So there's some worries about students being honest on the inside. Yeah, cool. And so how many students are here in this school?
We have 187.
187. Okay. And what is the age range of those students?
They are from class, from 6 years to 15.
Six to 15 years. Okay. And what are your facilities like here? Do you find that you have what you need to teach effectively, or are there things that you wish you had access to that you don't have access to?
Okay, like, we have computer facilities, like, it's quite useful for us. Then we have printing machines and, like, but the only thing is that we don't have internet facilities. So if you have internet facilities, it would be more convenient for teachers.
Yeah, so there's no internet here at
the
school.
No internet.
And have most of the students used the internet before, ever, or most of them
no,
never
the
have?
No, internet facilities we don't have, and they're not, they doesn't know what internet is, but we teach them internet is like, it's a way of
And so how do you describe the internet to them?
Like, usually, like, I'm not a computer teacher. We have a separate computer teacher. Like, he's taking classes. And then, like, last time I think he taught, just gave one example of internet.
Yeah. And so he would just describe how it works.
Describing how it works.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think that's something that will come here to the school at some point soon?
Maybe in future, I think. Yeah. The school is going to be upgraded next year or after next year.
So. Okay.
So I think facilities might come.
Yeah. What are some of the biggest challenges that you face here as a teacher?
As a teacher, like... But big challenges, like, teaching a student is not difficult, but how to make children understand is quite difficult for a teacher. Like, teaching is a job at which one is never perfect, and there is something more to learn about it as a teacher.
Yeah.
So I feel it's... Learning is most challenging out here.
Yeah.
The more we teach, more we learn from the students.
Interesting. So what kind of things do you learn from the students?
Like, from very simple, we learn from the students, like, for example, like, language, like, I'm from Thimphu, so I come here for the first time in Bumthang, so when I came here, I had a language problem. Like, for example, like, class PP, they doesn't understand that our internet, Dzongka, that's Bhutan's language, we have to communicate in their language, and, like, they helped me to understand that their languages.
Yeah.